aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Alive, Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Printmasters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, October 8th. I hope you guys are out there doing good. I don't know whether or not you're listening to me from the podcast, GuardianTalkRadio.com, GuardianTalkRadio.com, out there trying to be able to get up from Florida. You decided that you wanted to go to Sawgrass. My God. Nobody can do it in October, baby. You know, but now you're in the middle of Milton. My God, we just pray that everything is well with you as you guys go there. I hope that your family members are good. I've seen that some person say that the roads are ram stack on the interstate going all the way up out of Florida, up into the Carolinas. You know, they're still having issues. Tampa Bay, man, 175 miles an hour winds. I hope that you guys are good. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out. Make sure you go and check them out. 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. Make sure if you're in the market and you're looking for a little something, you want to be able to take care of some stuff, make sure you go and check them out. They can take very, very good care of you. Let them know that Howard Grant sent you guys down there, and you can be able to take care of it like that. Also, MTS Rebar. My good guy Avery Lightborn is going to be with us this week. I think he's going to be here on Thursday, so we're going to be able to do something special on that day and continue to have good conversations about that. Well, today, guys, I just wanted to kind of do something. I want to apologize to you profusely. I just want to be able to do that because I'm late. My children are home. My little girl, the little boy had a fever last night. So please forgive me for that. As we're here to be able to do these things today, you know, we got everything lined up. We have two great people to talk about, both of who I consider very good friends. One is my family. So I want to be able to be decent as we do this today. We're still in this series, Discerning Leadership from a Constituency First Approach, being able to identify those things. Today, on the mark, we have none other than Nassau Village constituency. We did the survey. All the information is in, and we did it. 35 persons participated in the survey. We got how many persons voted in the survey, right? How many persons voted in the last election? We have 28 persons. So I'm just going to dive right into it, guys. 28 persons voted in the last election. 7 persons, they indicated that they did not vote in the last elections. How many persons are planning to vote in the next election? It says 22 persons out of the 28 indicated that they will, and 13 persons said that they will not be voting in the next election. We have 11%, 18 to 25, that's only 4 participants, 7 participants between the age of 26 and 35, 11 participants between the age of 36 and 45, 9 participants between the age of 46 and 55, no one between 56 and 65, and the 4 persons in the area. Now, here comes the meat and potatoes of it. The MP visibility. 11 persons indicated that you were visible in this particular. Now, listen, this is the survey. This is the layout of the survey, and I'm sure that if we can be able to expand it as we go on to the years, we get more information of this. But based on these 35 persons, 11 persons indicated that you are visible, or the member of parliament is visible in this particular capacity, and 24 persons indicated that he is not in this particular capacity. So we just want to be able to identify that. So there's 68%. The community improvements since the last elections, the same layout, 11 persons indicated, so the 31% indicated that we've seen some significant community developments and things happening. 24 participants indicated that they have not. So this has been a sense of consistency in these particular areas, right? Also, the effectiveness in these particular areas addressing stuff like crime, unemployment, social services, and whatnot. Now, this is not the information that I was able to gather off the internet for him. I told you how we calculate it. We take all the information, take all the stories, we put it up, populate it into our ChatGPT, we devise it accordingly, and based upon this, this is the information that we get. And based upon this, we're saying key observations in this, right? Let's see if we could be able to do this. Effectiveness in addressing key issues such as crime, unemployment, social services. 10 participants says yes. 25 participants indicated that he's not. So 71% indicated that he's not. Effectiveness in a ministerial capacity or his role. 10 participants, now this is only out of the 35 people. 10 participants indicated that he has been extremely active in those particular areas, always being able to do that. 25 participants indicate, so it's a sense of consistency in that. And overall satisfaction, 9 persons are satisfied, 10 persons says that he's not. Key observations, voter engagement, a strong majority, 80% of participants voted in the last general election, indicating high potential, high political engagement within the constituency. However, 62% plan to vote in the next election, reflecting a decline in enthusiasm, possibly due to the dissatisfaction with performance, right? So let's be able to talk about these things. Age distribution, the majority of persons participated between the age of 36 and 45, followed closely by 46 to 55. The demographic is often concerned with employment opportunities, social services, crime reduction, which are key issues in the National Village constituency. The MP visibility, a significant 68.5% of the participants believe that their MP has not been visible and accessible over the past year, highlighting a major issue in the constituency engagement and communication, and then community improvements, right? So all this information is here, but I just want to be able to say something. We have done the evaluation. Based upon the evaluation that we've done, we have gotten good feedback based upon his contribution in these particular areas. So I'd like to read a few of these things and let you know exactly. So youth engagement programs. Strawn has prioritized youth-oriented initiatives, recognizing the need to address high unemployment rates among young people in the Nassau Village. These programs aim to provide skill training and mentorship and job training. Crime reduction. Crime reduction remains a key concern in Nassau Village. And Strawn has worked on initiatives in collaboration with law enforcement to improve safety in the areas, community policing, and programs aimed to keeping youth off the street and keep and have been in a central part of this particular agenda. Infrastructure. While infrastructure development has been slow, Strawn has promised improvements in road maintenance, and we know that he's done these particular things. We know that that's one of the first things he's done when he's rolled out. This is what I'm saying. What you're saying in terms of the poll, right? And in comparison to what we've been able to gather, it's a contrast.
Inconsistent.
It's inconsistent. Ladies and gentlemen, you can hear him in the studio with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to none other than the great honorable member of parliament for Nassau Village, none other than Jamal Strawn. My brother, it is wonderful to see you. We haven't done this in years. Yeah, it's good to see you.
It's definitely a pleasure to be back, Howard.
You're always sharp. I just want to say that on air live, you're always sharp. Praise God for you. Right?
I represent a great constituency. But first and foremost, I would just like to thank my mother for her continued support, thank my family, thank my team for just being diligent and committed. And I also want to thank the association for keeping my foot to the fire. I'm sure I'm making it very hard for them in Nassau Village. But to the crux of the matter, I want to thank you personally for, you know, I would say a groundbreaking move, an analysis from the grassroots of each constituency. I thought it was definitely overdue, and it's definitely something that piques my interest.
So I appreciate you, man. I know that you are always one to participate in these things. There are some persons that I've identified, I've looked at, and I've said to myself that I believe that these persons will be superb. I said this to you a long time.
Yeah.
You and I said, I mean, we talked about this.
Underneath the tree,
right? It's my place now, right? Let's be decent, right? So... we talked about this, and I said to you, I think that you could be a superb politician. I have taken a significant note straight across the board, FNM, PLP, and Indifferent, and I've identified some persons who I believe has the gravitas, the wherewithal to be able to to endure in this transitional state that we're in. Because we're in a time of change. We're in a time that we're moving from the traditions and those particular pillars into a new space and time from a global standpoint. And I think that you're one of those persons. Now, the information that we've gathered, because I can read all this to you, the information that we've gathered that spoke about you spoke highly about you. All the information that spoke highly, Jamal's strong potential to attract a younger audience and votership, Strong's position as a younger person, more dynamic politician, gives him a unique opportunity to attract younger audience within Nassau Village. His focus on youth engagement and addressing unemployment aligns with the aspirations of many young voters in the constituency, particularly those between the age of 18 and 35 range. Programs that provide skilled job training, job opportunities, and mentorship could help solidify his support among the young persons. It continues to speak high of you. Let persons know what you've been doing over the past few years.
Well, you made reference to the most recent hurricane. And I just would like to wish my constituents well. I know that we would have sent assistance packages to them in the States to ensure that their MP is aware. Yes. To ensure that their MP is aware that they
Hold on. The MP from Nassau Village in the Bahamas sending assistance packages in the United States of America.
Yes.
To those persons to assist them.
Yes. That's superb. Namely, about four persons from from Hope Gardens. The reality is that I take each of my constituents and potential constituents seriously and to heart, right? Now, another thing that we've been doing was employing recent graduates. So in my office currently, we have two most recently graduated constituents who are now employed part-time in the office working and contributing to national development, but also having that first-hand engagement with the member of parliament. We have gone on to partner with the technical, Street Avenue?
Yes.
To partner with them to ensure that the technical aspect, not just academic and scholastic, but the technical aspect of those constituents who may not be as versatile in one particular area also enhanced. We graduated, I think, about 20 or 30 persons matriculated through that. That's all on my Facebook, Instagram handle, Jamal D. Strawn.
35 students.
Right? I'm starting to be correct.
Hey. You got the fact checkers in the house. Let's go. Yes. I like this.
So the reality is that you are completely correct, Howard. Young persons, new voters in particular, but also my more senior voters are all at heart. I do take them seriously, and we're fine-tuning and tailoring an approach for each constituent because each constituent represents a different demographic and also represents different challenges. So it cannot be a one-size-fits-all, but we're continuing to push for them.
Okay, so let me take this commercial break. When we get back, I want to hear about your development that you got going on, what are the things that you continue to be able to tout every time I hit that road and be able to identify that y'all got the roof on, the windows on, all those particular things. It is absolutely amazing. I think you started a trend among your colleagues. Yes. A lot of persons are moving in that direction, and I believe that this kind of influence, this is what I talk about, this influence can be able to lead to a new era and dispensation in Bahamian politics, where we actually take the focus off the sort of an idea of being able to commit to party, commit to the theory and concept of politics, and get back to where it's supposed to be with the people. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
Try a taste of Italia with our new margarita pizza at Marco's. Enjoy this unique experience made with fresh tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, and basil, all on our thin golden crust. Starting at just $13.95, you can upgrade your taste buds and have the margarita pizza delivered right to your doorstep. Visit your nearest Marco's location or order online at marcospizzabahamas.com and get yours today.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Bam John letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group,
and Alpha Sounds Promotion
invites you to the biggest Break, hit, scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out? I'm here!
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ron.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
It's your buddy J. Rev.
It's me now, Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasHeatTickets.com. The countdown is on. Ray Can't Scrape Explosion. Best of the best.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Want to build wealth and secure your financial future? Join RF Bank and Trust and BizX as we team up for World Investor Week from October 7th to 11th. We're bringing you free resources to master investing. Whether you're building a resilient portfolio, navigating ESG investments, or going global with international markets, this is your chance to learn, grow, and take charge of your financial future. Join us and let's build wealth together. Visit RF Bank Trust on Facebook or Instagram to learn more. Don't miss out on this World Investor Week, October 7th to 11th.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect here with none other than Member of Parliament all the way from Nassau Village, Jamal Strong, being able to talk to us and touting all these things. Now, I said to you, the poll was not as good as the information that we've acquired and what we've generated. It seems like a contrast. The poll is indicated for the 35 persons who've taken the poll. It has not given us, it has given us a sense of consistency of non-participation ineffectiveness, right? And then we start to be able to generate the information of what you've done and identify those things. Based upon how I have it situated to look at strategic things, it says that you have some challenges ahead, but once you remain steadfast and committed to this particular demographic and to ensure that you stay on course with what you're doing, there is an opportunity for you to be able to retain the support of those particular persons. I said this is kind of strange. It has never done that before. But personally, I know that you've been doing a lot from when you kick off in the constituency and you pave the road. Talk to me about that.
Well, most persons might have forgotten, but the constituency of Nassau Village, Nassau Village community in particular, had the two largest thoroughfares paved first. We're talking about approximately 3 miles of road, the whole of Taylor Street and the whole of Alexandria Boulevard, completely paved, and also all of the old iron pipes that used to give brown water. They've all been extracted and replaced with PVC pipes, so now Nassau villages are benefiting from clean water, and I would say roads that compete, that did compete with the airport roads, and that was 3 months, 3 months into office. You want to MP?
That was the first 100 days.
Yeah, the first 100 days. Yeah, No vacations. You want a member of parliament that can get things done. You want a member of parliament that can prioritize what you need to be done. Everything else, we'll work together. But you have to be able to deliver for your people.
And I think you've been doing that. So talk to me about what you've done. Where was this sort of an idea? Where did it birth from to create the community center? I think that this is the first one that we've seen come out of the woodworks and really being able to partner, almost like a public-private partnership, yes, with the development of this particular thing. Was it Bahama Stripe that's developing it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So talk to me about that.
So the multipurpose center, the community center, is a gem in itself. The idea actually was derived from the Fox Hill Community Center, but the components differ in that my community center is 100% government-owned. So no matter who's in the chair, no matter what is there, the resource, the asset itself, will remain in the government side and always open and available to the persons, right? To the people of the community. I have a master's in criminology and behavioral science. The community center represents a tangible intervention and disruption tool. The studies have proven that once you're able to engage meaningfully the youth before they get dissuaded or before they get distracted with deviant behavior or gang affiliations or anything, they'll tend to be productive and producing citizens in society. That is what it is. It's meant to save the generations and ultimately...
So it's a disruptor.
Disruption.
Okay, so talk to me about this disruptor. Does it... It's a traditional disruptor, meaning that it's the brick and mortar concept, despite the fact that we're in a new dispensation where there's technological advancements and kids doing this. Does it still have the same effect?
Absolutely, because COVID would have told you that we need to socialize. So once you go from the, I would say, the isolation of being involved in homes... With the technological aspect, persons now find it more relaxing to come out and socialize. So you need a place to convene. You need a place to converge. That is what it represents, but not solely as a disruption mechanism. Remember, this community center will also be a state-of-the-art hurricane shelter. One of one, mm-hmm. right? Able to withstand.
Is it three stories?
It's two stories.
Two stories, okay.
Two stories with full inclusion. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not to tout it again, but it'll be the first elevator in a constituency on the southern side of the island, right? What that means is all of my constituents who are
disabled
will be able to still access all floors, utilize it. So there will be a handy, capable, functioning, smart community center. It is the pilot of everything else to follow. So again, Nassau Village set the pace with the roads being paved first. And now we set the pace with a multi-purpose center that is also dual function with the hurricane center as well. We continue to see first in this constituency under my leadership.
Now tell me, when we're looking for the completion of this, the ribbon cutting to be able to kick it all off and whatnot?
Well, the community center is at last check 80% complete. It's forecasted to be completely finished in December, opening probably...
December
2024.
Well, I can need an invitation.
Now, that's completion.
I can need an invitation.
That's completion. The opening may be latter part of January 2025.
So you're going to do a soft opening and then kick it off?
Well, I think it's always smarter to go through, let the facility function, see what the kinks are, and then do...
Almost like a beta testing.
Beta test, and then we go to full-blown. To make sure everything is in order.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I want to be able to commend you and all those persons who are listening in right now that are out there listening to your spiel. Not necessarily your spiel, just being able to tout the things that you've done over the course of this particular time. Talk to them. Talk to those particular persons who say, well, I haven't seen him and well, he hasn't come around and so forth and so on. Talk to them. This is an opportunity to be able to say who you are, what you're about, and you know that we're getting into election mode now. Let them know that what you could expect going forward in Nassau Village constituency.
Well, Howard, we spoke about it 3 years ago, right? We said that you want leadership that is dynamic. You want leadership that you can see, that you can touch, that you can feel the change itself, right? I don't think a single other constituency can tout what Nassau Villages, the constituents can tout. The community center is one aspect. We haven't addressed the solarization of Seven Corners in Glaniston Gardens. We haven't addressed, completed, we haven't addressed what has been done in Red Lion Acres with the creation of a sports facility, tennis, volleyball, and basketball, with the new nets employed. We haven't addressed that. We haven't spoken about, Hope Gardens renovated parks. With the new safety feature that covers and encloses the water feature that was open for years. Routine drainage collection, because again, these things matter. We compete almost at a fault because climate change is existential and there's nothing outside of just continuing to keep our shoulder to the wheel as it pertains to water retention and road erosion. But we continue to do it just to bring just a glimmer of relief that the constituency as a whole benefits from. These are the things, these are the initiatives that have routinely been run for the last 3 years. You know, as parliamentary secretary in a backbencher, you get things done. It's not easy, but you get it done. What the, my difference, the difference that I would say now from, because this is my neophyte year, right? This is my neophyte season. Then 3 years ago is when you go through Nassau Village, there's no indication of where it used to be to where it is now. And that was my goal. A stark, complete difference from 2017 Nassau Village constituency and now 2024. A complete difference.
I got to ask you one more question before we get out of here. There has been a great deal of MPs, FNM, PLB alike, that have fallen to the wayside based upon a perception or dissatisfaction, disenchantment with major political organizations, right? So we've seen the rhythm from 2022 to now, FNM, PLB, and a great deal of men and women who can contribute with passion into their constituencies as members of parliament, they've fallen by the wayside. Now, one of the issues that we've identified in the country now is socioeconomic issues. People want to find how we can get job, where's for money standpoint, how I can be able to sustain myself before we can be able to contribute to community. We've seen some things that you've done based upon what we've generated. We've seen some things and what we know about what you've done in the constituency of Nassau Village. How do you now engage those persons who are disenchanted, engage those persons who are unemployed, engage those persons who are looking for something, not just the words, but the tangibility and the action and application of a member of parliament to be able to see a change outside of your political organization? Talk to me about it.
I think my performance and the government's performance is example enough. You see, political parties matters. Elections matter, right? Governments matter. When you talk about a government that is almost an all-star team, you look at every particular sector and you see thrive. You see progress, minimum wage, housing. You see the for the first time in a very long time, the Grand Bahama Port Authority issue is being addressed. Grand Bahama is being put to the forefront. You see the construction of the clinics, the airports in Kett Island. You see the construction of airports, clinics, and renovation of them, Abaco, Eleuthera. You have a full-blown press by this New Day government. And if I were to speak to any new, completely disenchanted voter, I would simply ask them, do you intend on owning your home? Do you intend on being paid a livable and competitive wage? Do you intend on having the opportunity to even represent your community? The PLP party is the party. This New Day government is one that will give you it. And we continue to stand by and on our
These things
our
have
record.
Been mentioned by the organization, yeah. But not we haven't seen the tangibility of movement in those areas. More specifically, we've seen that there has been the housing program,
yeah.
The beginning of the housing program, the rent-to-own program, but we haven't seen that really kick off and take a life of its own. Can we expect that before the 2026 election?
But it's already up and going. Renaissance Echo Michael is already up and going. Mm-hmm. Persons have received their keys. They're in their homes. We see these things not just being, I would say, theoretical with only 3 years. Remember, this is 3 years, a government that has only been in for 3 years, and every particular aspect of Bahamian life has been touched in a positive way by a government that continues to listen. We cannot be, I would say, short-sighted or short-memoried in that these things have happened. Minimum wage has been raised. VAT has been reduced. Persons are going to work. The hotels are open. I cannot walk in a restaurant right now, neither can you, without persons a long line. That's the first indication that the economy is thriving. When you go on the streets, I bet you've seen less persons selling goods. That's another indication that employment is up and the economy is thriving. These are the things that you want from your government. You want access and you want opportunity, and that is what we're delivering on.
I like it, my brother. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to be here. Let persons know how they can reach you in your constituency office, exactly where it is, and how they can be able to get out to you.
So the irony is everybody has my cell phone number, 552.
I'm not going to be the irony. I try to call you. I say you change your number.
Boy, never.
I got you.
552. 1542. That's the number you had 3 years ago, right?
That's the same number you had.
Okay, that's all I want. All right, then. And then the office, the constituency number is 698-1996. And the email address is strongwithstrong2022. I am on all social media platforms. I have a, well, my team.
Strong with Strong.
Strong with Strong.
Okay.
Strongwith.
All one word.
All one word.
Okay, yeah.
2022 numerically. And then, of course, we're located on Soldier Road in the Adelaide's Upholstery Building. And we look forward to hearing from you and liaising and
connecting. I'd like to be able to do a tour of your constituency.
The constituency?
Sure. Yeah, all the stuff that you're saying on what you say, Red Bays?
Yeah.
Red Acres?
Redland Acres.
Redland Acres. I was supposed to be able to see that.
I was supposed to bring the pictures, you know.
I don't want to see the pictures. I want to come see.
Oh, sure.
No, because let me tell you why. I support you. And I believe that you're doing well in this particular capacity.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to commend you. And I want to be able to, at the end of this, we can identify some people who we'd like to see in there again. Now, we've seen some things. I've worked very closely with you. Yeah. And I believe that you have an opportunity to be able to do that. But that ain't for me to say.
Touché.
That is for Nassau Village to say. But I like what you've done, and I want to be able to commend you and really encourage you, you and your entire team, to continue to move forward and make these things happen. I think that you're doing wonderful, my brother.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, next time we do this, get your people to be able to participate like this, and then we can be able to see this thing reflect accordingly so we can be able to do that. But I really appreciate that.
But I invite you on the ground so that you can see all of the things.
Yeah, invite me to... Inagua the other day. Howard, come down to Inagua. I just take the invitation, you know. But you got to send the ticket, too.
Ticket, don't worry.
Jesus, God,
the bus running north.
All right. We catch 21 and go check it out.
Say they send the ticket. So that's the winning ticket.
Praise God. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, member of parliament all the way from Nassau Village, being able to talk to us about these particular things. We put everything on the table. Had very good conversation with him, Jamal Strong, all the way from Nassau Village. You're doing a very good job, my brother. There's some things that indicated that you got to be able to remain consistent and persistent in these particular areas. And don't allow even the perception, because that's where we live in this space. The perception happens to be the reality. No matter what people say, if they perceive it to be, so let's make the perception strong and continue to be able to move forward with that particular thing. All right?
Perfect.
Thank you, my brother. Guys, quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. You try to rest. Roll with the best for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The
foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Live and in full effect, being able to chop these things down. Grateful for all the members of Parliament who took the time out to kind of sit with me. I know that this could be apprehensive. Sometimes you feel a little pulled back. Sometimes you feel indifferent. What this? What you gonna say, Howard? Jesus God Almighty, I don't want to take no. I'm gonna do this. You ain't gonna cuss me out. No, I can tell you what the polls say. And we can talk about it. That's it. That's it. We're going to talk about those things. We're going to talk about the indifference that exists in those particular areas. We're going to talk about the potential. We're going to talk about whether or not you're a member of Parliament, no matter how good you're doing, whether or not you're going to fall to the wayside based upon the political indifference or the social indifference that exists towards your political organization. I don't know whether or not we're going to see that this go round. I think it's going to be a healthy ratio of FNMs to PLPs. And I know that you would like me to say third parties also. I don't necessarily see it. I'm don't fight me. But I think it's going to be a healthy ratio of FNM to PLPs in the House of Assembly. And I really believe this is why we did this. We didn't do this for the purposes of just being able to highlight and talk with people. I really believe that there are some members of Parliament who are doing well. And I believe that there are some members of Parliament who are doing mess. I just want to be honest with you. They're doing mess. Now, everyone can tout a good sort of a thing about what they're doing in their constituencies and how these things and how it could be visible and so forth and so on. The poll says what it says. The information that we've gathered, it says what it says. And we will see come next general election. So I just want to kind of be very clear with you. I do support Jamal Strawn. I told you that from a long time ago. He's a young man. He's doing well in those particular capacities. It don't matter to me if he's a FNM or a PLP. That don't have nothing to do with Howard. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Okay? But we want to be able to talk like this. I got 2 minutes before I get out of here. I see the line lit up. Go ahead. Let me take this telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Grun.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing, sir. You know, sometime the MPs don't fall by the wayside for many different reasons.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be they're just tired of the leader. Because there were some good MPs inside the FNM, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened when they are tired of the leader, mm-hmm. because they know if they'd have put back the leader in, then those MPs then would have gone back in also. So what they do, they try to get rid of the leader when they're tired. And there are some time the MPs, them, their general, the people who they have in their office, that they don't know how to talk to the people, them. They don't know, they're so arrogant in some of the office, them. And they talk down to the people, them. And sometimes the MPs don't know. You see? So if the MP don't know what is going on, then the people, them, could just be pointing the finger at him and say, oh, he don't take no call. He don't do this and that. Sometimes he don't know, and sometimes he know.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But in other words, be straight up with the people then. If you cannot do something, say you cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
We know we have a culture, these people then. They come to you with all their problems. They want fridge. They want stove. They want the children's school fee be paid. And sometimes you promise these people, and you know you cannot do it. Just be straight up with the PVLM, because if they ain't going to vote for you inside the election and they mind makeup, they ain't going to vote for you. So, you know, you got some good MPs on this administration.
Wow.
You know?
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. It's 1 o'clock. I appreciate you saying that. Sometimes you have to be able to look at that. It's 1 o'clock next coming up. When we be able to get back after news, we're going to hear from Kingsley Smith, Member of Parliament for West End and Bimini, West Grand Bahama and Bimini down there in Grand Bahama. So you know that the weather is bad. So we get him zooming in and we're going to have a good conversation. All right, guys, quick break. Get to news. Be right back after this.
The foundation. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, alive and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday. Just being able to talk the way that we are, just being able to chop these things down. And I want to thank all those members of Parliament. I want to thank all those members of Parliament who has come with me and sat with me. I know that you don't have to do this, and I know that the scrutiny sometimes can be rather sharp. But to take the time out and reach out to me and do this, I'm nobody. Right? I'm just a nobody. But I'm grateful that you found it a necessity to come and talk to not only your constituents, but the entire voting population or all those persons who are listening in, to let them know your position, where you stand, and just talk about your successes and the challenges that you have and what you need to be able to get over. So I want to thank you guys for being able to take the opportunity to do it. You didn't have to do it, but I'm grateful that you have done it. Now I want to be able to talk more specifically about my hometown and my cousins here, to be able to talk about those things. Now, when he was moving towards this position, we know historically we've identified some things. We talked about it ad nauseum. We talked about those things and whether or not Ricardo Grant in that particular capacity was able to capture it. He was able to capture victory over Ricardo Grant, over the Free National Movement, and he has done a human's job in terms of the commitment that is made, and the PLP has made effort and commitment to being able to see reformation, transformation, rejuvenation in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. We're talking now about the Member of Parliament for West Grand Bahama and Bimini, none other than Kingsley Smith, and talking in these particular areas. Now, I want to give a little layout about Grand Bahama. Now, the constituency was initially West End instead of West Grand Bahama, formerly known as West End, as long as a complex political history that reflects on the broader national shift between the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement over the past two decades. The constituency has seen significant competition between the two major political parties, with fluctuations in representation and effort from both sides to maintain or gain control of that particular constituency. From 2002 to 2017, under Obadiah Wilscombe, he was a dominant figure in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, serving as a Member of Parliament from 2002 until his passing in 2023. Wilscombe, known for his charismatic leadership and deep ties to the community, held the seat for several terms and played key roles in shaping the constituency's political landscape. Right, it's going to talk about from 2002 to 2007, how he's won his seat in the general election as a broader part of the PLP wave that swept across the country under the leadership of the then Prime Minister Perry Christie. Wilscombe's appeal came from his connection to the people, his focus on infrastructural development, and his commitment to social services in a large rural tourism-driven constituency. His tenure was marked by an effort to improve education and roads through those challenges persisted in terms of economic diversification and employment. Even to 2012, despite facing growing competition from the Free National Movement, Wilshkin retained his seat in 2007. 2012 to 2017, the general election saw another victory for Wilshkin in that particular capacity. We know that in 2017, under the Free National Movement, there was a shift where Pakisha Parker Edgecombe took on that particular position as the Member of Parliament under the seat in 2017, defeating Wilshkin in a highly competitive race. I think it may have been the most competitive race that we would have seen that year, right? It says she won the seat in 2017, defeating Wilshkin in a highly competitive race. Parker Edgecombe's victory was a significant moment for the Free National Movement in the constituency, as it represented a break from the long-standing dominance of the PLP in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Parker Edgecombe, a former journalist and media personality, campaigned on promises of economic revitalization, infrastructural improvements, and increased job creation, especially in this related to tourism and small business, right? The FNM's push to retain the seat. During her tenure, Parker Edgecombe worked to deliver some of her campaign promises, particularly the area of infrastructural development. The Free National Movement government emphasized road repairs, upgrades to local schools and health facilities, alongside efforts to attract more tourism investment. However, the Free National Movement's tenure was marked by national and global economic challenges, including the devastation of Hurricane Dorian in 2019 and COVID-19 pandemic, which slowed progress and contributed to growing frustrations within the constituency. From 2021 to our present, well, at the beginning of 2021, when Brave Davis reigned the control over the government, and the seat of the West End in Bimini also shifted back to the PLP with Obadiah Wilshkin returning, and then his unfortunate demise. Kingsley Smith, the current member of Parliament and PLP, after Wilshkin's passing, Kingsley Smith was appointed the new member of Parliament for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Smith, a PLP member, has inherited a constituency that remains divided on key issues, particularly in terms of economic development and infrastructure. Smith's challenge is to continue Wilshkin's legacy while addressing the growing demands for job creation, crime reduction, and investment in local communities. Right? It starts to talk about significant development projects and the barriers associated with that, tourism and Bimini Island. Bimini, in particular, has been a focal point for tourism development, with several resort projects launched in recent years. However, the economic benefits of these developments have not always reached the wider community. Additionally, issues related to environmental impact and large-scale tourism projects and equitable distribution of jobs have been points of contention. Lack of diversified economic opportunities. The constituency remains heavily dependent on tourism, with few alternative industries to provide stable long-term employment. The economic reliance makes the community vulnerable to external shocks such as a pandemic, which devastated the tourism industry. And then this comparison between Obadiah Wilshkin and the current Member of Parliament, Kingsley Smith. With Wilshkin's legacy, Obadiah Wilshkin was deeply respected in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, known for his community-focused leadership and efforts to improve social services and infrastructure. While his tenure was important for developments, many constituents felt that there was still much to be done in terms of economic diversification and creating sustainable job opportunities. Kingsley Smith's challenge as a current member of parliament faces the difficult task of filling the shoes of a much beloved leader. He will need to balance continuing Wilshkin's legacy with responding to the constituency's growing demands for more effective governance, transparency, and tangible economic projects. Smith's ability to engage with the community, address unemployment, and promote infrastructural development will be key for his success in the upcoming election. Let's get to these numbers. 86 persons voted. 86 persons participated in the poll, rather. 86 persons participated in the poll. Okay? 77 participants, 77 participants voted in the last election. The question was, did you vote in the last election? 77 participants, 89% said, yes, we did. 9 participants indicated, no, we did not. That's 10% indicated, no, we did not. Planning to vote in the next election, 58 participants, 67.44%. Yes, I am planning to vote in the next election. This is big, ladies and gentlemen. Are you planning to vote in the next election? 77 participants indicated, yes, I did. Are you planning to vote in the next election? 58 participants saying, yes, I will. 28 participants indicated, no, I will not. The average rate, the age ranges, we only get 14 participants, 18 to 25, who took the poll. 19 participants between the age of 26 and 35, they've taken the poll. 18 participants between the age of 36 and 45, taking the poll. 19 between 46 and 55, 11 persons between 56 and 65, and 6 and 5 persons between the 60 and over, 66 and over. Okay? Let's get to this, guys, the meat and potatoes of where we going. MP visibility and performance. Let's get to this. This is very tight, by the way. I just want to let you know it's very close. MP visibility and performance. Out of the 86 persons, we asked the questions, has your MP been visible and accessible during the past year or so, right? 46 participants, which indicates a 53.4%, indicated, yes, he has. 46 participants says, yes, he has. That's 53.49%. And then 40 participants out of the 86 indicated, no, he has not. So this is a split, guys, right? No, he has not, which indicates a 46%. So community involvement since the last election, has he been involved? Improvements. Community improvement since the last election, has he improved anything? Have you seen any significant improvement since he's been in this particular seat? 47 participants indicated, yes, we have. That's 54.65%. 46 participants indicated, yes, we have. 39 participants indicated, no, we have not. 45.35% said, no, we have not. Effectiveness in addressing key issues. Has he been effective in addressing key issues in his particular capacity? As it relates to crime, unemployment, social services, 39 participants, which only equates to 45.35%, indicated, yes, he has. So 45% indicates that he has been effective in addressing those issues. And 47 participants, 54.65%, has indicated, no, he has not. No, he has not. So 54.65% indicated he hasn't. And overall satisfaction with MP's performance. Overall satisfaction with MP's performance. 46 participants out of the 86 indicated we are absolutely satisfied with him. That's 53.49%. They've indicated that they're absolutely satisfied with him. 40 participants, which equates to 46.5%, indicate that they are not satisfied with him. So this is a split right down the middle. Let's get to this, guys. We can just dive into this. High voter engagement. A significant portion of the participants, 89.53%, voted in the last general election, reflecting a strong political engagement within the constituency. However, there is a slight drop in planned participation in the next election, 67.44%. This is wild, by the way. Suggesting some disenchantment with potential desire for change. Suggesting some disenchantment or a potential desire for change. This is strong. Age distribution. The constituency is relatively balanced age distribution, but the majority of participants falling between the age of 26 to 55, that's 65.11%, indicating a diverse demographic that may prioritize economic stability, employment opportunities, and social services. MP visibility. The survey shows that near every split, the survey shows a near even, a near even split in the MP's perceived visibility and accessibility, with 53.49% stating that they have seen their Member of Parliament regularly, while 46.51% felt or they feel that the MP has not been accessible. This suggests that while many constituents may feel connected to their representative, nearly half do not, which could impact the MP's ability to build trust across the constituency. Community improvements, a narrow majority of participants, 54.65%, believe that they have seen improvements in their constituency, in their community, since the last election, indicating some progress in areas like infrastructure, service, or economic activity. However, the 45.35% who report no improvements reflect the ongoing concern and potential dissatisfaction with the pace of change. Right? Let's get down to overall satisfaction. While a small majority, 54.43% of the participants, are satisfied with the MP's overall performance, 46.51% who are dissatisfied indicate that there is still significant work to be done to meet the constituency's expectation. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to none other than the Honorable Member of Parliament for the great constituency of West Grand Bahama and Bimini, none other than Honorable Kingsley Smith. My brother, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Howard. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely, man. I'm grateful that you took the time out to be able to call in. How are things in Grand Bahama?
Well, right now we're watching the weather, obviously.
How the weather looking?
The DRA and the Met Office. We have been having frequent meetings. At this point, based on the trajectory of the storm, they're not elevating any kind of signs of this, of serious impact. And so we're sitting and we're watching and we are ready and activated just in case we have to get to the point of evacuations or utilizing the shelters, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
So tell me this, let persons know, for all those persons who are out here listening, they would have heard your name so much during the by-election as we continue to be able to push that. And we had significant conversations from a political point about how things may look in West Grand Bahama from a traditional standpoint. Let persons know who you are, who your family is, who your ma is, so forth and so on. Tell people who you are out there.
Well, again, Howard, I was born and raised in Boodle Bay, West End. My father was Kingsley Smith. My mom is Flora Smith. She is a Martin. My grandparents were Johnny Shotgun Smith and Romina Smith. Come from a large family on both sides, the Martins and the Smith. And you're talking about Abemar Rock, straight into West End, both Martins and Smith. And so we are known. And I was quite surprised during the by-election when my name called, how you would have heard people almost stating who this person is. You know? And so if you're from West Grand Bahama, you would have known who Kingsley Smith was. I born and raised in the community. I live in the community. Yeah. I'm still in the community. I never left, only when I did that 4.5-year stint recently before.
When you go to college? When you got off?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then also after I returned, I went to the Office of the Attorney General to do my pupillage. And then I spent 3 years in the Office of the Attorney General as a civil litigant, working on behalf of the Bahamas government and the Bahamian people before the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeal. And then I went to be the Chief Passport Officer, right? And before my nomination. And then I return home, and I'm back home. And so I'm there in the constituency. I go to church in the constituency. We hang out together in the constituency. in the shops, in the stalls, in the constituency.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm visible.
Did you get into politics? Well, we know you always had this sort of a desire in your blood. You and I spoke years and years ago. I don't know if you remember this. Years and years ago, when Stone Cold was still living, I think we had an event. You remember this? Years ago. You wanted to be involved. I think all of us had a quiet desire to eventually find ourselves, but you made it. How did you find yourself actually being able to realize this sort of a dream that you had?
Howard, over the years, you know, because of your leadership and my leadership, we believe we have the leadership capabilities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we believe we have the know-how to do things. We also know that my type of ability is to connect with people, always was a kind-hearted person. And so sometimes, you know, throughout the years, you would hear people say, you know, Kingsley, you might as well run, et cetera, but deep down, it was always whether I should, right? But I never put myself forward to do so. And it just happened so that, you know, I was minding my business and I was asked to give it a try. All right. I thought about it. I prayed about it. And I made the decision that I would give it a try. And that's how I got there.
And your first try, right out the gate, bang like?
Right out the gate. And so so people were surprised. So again, if you know Kingsley Smith Jr., if you know Kingy, you would know that I am the type of person that if I could get it done for you, that if I have it, I would do it. And thus, I was always known to be that way. Hence, West End proper, especially, supports me. No matter the kick up you may have heard during the by-election, because that's where I born and raised. They are my friends. They are my families. All right?
I like it.
I am one of them.
I like it. Now, when we get back, we want to talk about these numbers, talk about what you've been doing since the by-election, how things are looking in West Grand Bahama in terms of being able to move towards 2026. We're going to dive into it. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The
foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday, rainy, wet Tuesday. Hope you guys are good. If you don't have no reason to go outside, please stay inside. We're sitting down here talking with none other than Member of Parliament for West Grand Bahama and Bimini, the Honorable Kingsley Smith, and his particular capacities. We ran through all the numbers. Everything seems to kind of be split down the middle. With a lot of persons just scaling out, indicating that we support him, we like what he's doing, we've seen some improvement, and we're satisfied with him. But the very close 40-some percent has indicated that, hey, listen, there's still a lot of ways to go. Now, the constituency is a complex constituency. We're sitting here talking with Kingsley Smith. Kingsley, we know right. that the 8 Mile Rock constituency historically has seen Free National Movement support. You've got a tremendous amount of votes in that particular area. We know that the Holmes Rock area, we know that that has been traditionally Free National Movement. But we've seen a shift over this particular course. Talk to me about the lead up during that particular time and how you got persons to support you the way that they did.
Again, Howard, I am from the constituency. I know.
Yeah, but so is Ricardo Grant. Now stop it.
Yeah, but
all us from the constituency. So talk to me. But you was able to do better that, and despite the fact that he had some shortcomings, right? Despite the fact that your opponent had some issues, a lot of persons would indicate that this sort of an idea that let's do this one for Obi has taken you over that threshold. That the love and support and the unfortunate demise of Obi Wilshkin took you over that threshold. Is that what you heard on the ground? Talk to me about it.
So let's put this in perspective. West Grand Bahama has been a PLP constituency, right? You would have pockets maybe throughout 8 Mile Rock that may support the Free National Movement, like a Russell Town, right? But generally, and then throughout the years, you'll see Holmes Rock, Pole 4, Pole 5, they will switch. One will be PLP, one pole will be FNM, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but generally, the constituency is PLP. Now, when you take a son of the soil, such as myself, who resides in the constituency, who's known in the constituency, and you remember now, Howard, I was also a sports guy. So when it comes to basketball and softball, I was always there playing and being a part of the constituency. I brought a team out of West Grand Bahama, was slow pitch team, co-ed team, all men's team, and we played in the league in Freeport. So I mix and mingle with them. Even FNMs were part of the team. So I was always there. They know what I'm about, right? And so it's nothing new. So now when you come into a by-election, you know, yes, you have some factors that are going for you. The fact that the PLP was the governing party, right? And but also you look at the candidates. What can they bring? What can they offer? All right? And at the end of the day, people decided, right, that we will go with Kingsley. I have many friends across the spectrum. All right? That is why the numbers that came out of the election were so great. All right. And so, yes, Lakeisha Parker may have won, and we understand why she won. And I believe it should have never happened, right? David Wallace won. We know why he won, because at that particular time, they sent George Weish, and the people on Grand Bahama decided we did not want someone from a different island to represent them. And so they went with David.
Grand Bahama has always been like that. West right. Grand Bahama and West Grand 8 Mile Rock, West Grand Bahama has always looked, and you know what? Let's spill it all the way into Central Grand Bahama. From the Central Grand Bahama, go all the way to Bimini, they keep looking for a homegrown flavor. They look for right. persons who are from the constituency, look for persons who are from the community to be able to contribute in these particular areas. And so you see a savvy political organization, but always look for someone who has familiarity in these spaces and to right. be able to put them in that particular thing. Now I want to deal with this with you. Now, you said that Pakeisha Parker should not have, you don't think that she should have been able to kind of scale out and find that particular victory, right? Do you think that that was because of the wave? Because the people saying the same thing about you. Let's just be decent. The people saying to me that I don't know whether or not Kingsley will be able to maintain this, right? Based upon he got it on a wave, got it on this kind of a sympathy vote, but whether or not
it wasn't a wave out.
It was a by-election, but I'm saying on the sympathy vote for the PLP, who was the government of the day. So talk to me about that.
What I'm saying is, that may be a small factor, but mm-hmm. you still have to look at, you're going up with a Davis-led administration versus a Pentad-led Free National Movement. Who do you trust? The record will reflect. Who do you trust?
Hold on. That's the F&M slogan. A matter of trust belongs to the F&M. How can you commandeer that, my brother?
And just like how, what the other slogan was? For the people, what did we call it?
The people's time?
The people's time?
Yeah.
Just like that was their slogan too, but was it the people's time?
Well, tell me this. Tell me this. I want to know this from you.
We'll flip their slogan back on them, and we are showing that it's truly now the people's time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Now, tell me this. We've seen an increase in voters in West Grand Bahama, people who went out, registered, got themselves prepared, got their ID, and saying that I'm registered to vote, but we saw a significant decline. We didn't expect to see that. A decline of persons voting in West Grand Bahama, especially in the by-election. Talk to me about this sort of an idea as to whether or not that sentiment still exists. A younger person's participating, a younger person saying they want to be able to get into this. The poll shows that younger persons are disenchanted. The poll shows that younger persons who voted last time, they say that they're not going to vote in the next election. Is this the sentiment that you're seeing in West Grand Bahama right now?
No, that is not the case. But let's take into consideration, Howard, your poll had 86 voters, right?
Only 86, yes, sir.
We had 6,100 who registered in the last election.
Mm-hmm.
So that equates to 1.4% of the voters that took part in this poll,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Also take into consideration that the Bahamas is politically polarized.
Mm-hmm.
So even if someone who don't support me take the poll, you think they're going to say yes in favor of me? Their job is to go on the poll and say no, right?
Yeah.
So let's go. We're not going to be naive.
Yeah.
And say that is the true reflection of what is happening. And so, yes, we understand it's a poll, and we'll take it into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have much more work to do, and we'll continue to work and continue to fight on behalf of West Grand Bahamians, right?
Right. Tell me about this. What's some of the challenges that you face that you'd like to be able to see? We know that the school in Holmes Rock has been touting, even from the former administration, about what needs to be done in that particular area. We know that there was a tremendous amount of promised to West Grand Bahamians and Bimanites about what can happen if we be able to retain Kingsley Smith in this particular capacity and position. And so we've identified that, we've placed you in, and a lot of persons are saying that they're indifferent as to whether or not they've seen any change in the community. What can we expect, or first and foremost, what are the challenges, and then what can we expect going forward to the next general election?
Well, let me say this first and foremost. I would have campaigned on a 10-point plan, right? And if you look at the 10-point plan, you will see that many of those points are being either completed or being dealt with as we speak, right? And so this is what you measure me on. Remember now, I came in after about two plus years.
Mm-hmm.
I also only would have been in now about 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see, if you want to open your eyes, the work that is being done since I would have taken office,
mm-hmm.
right? It is not comparable to the former government and the former member of parliament and the 5 member of parliaments for the Free National Movement, all ministers, deputy prime minister, who was the minister of finance, governor general, and you can see the difference. This is why West Grand Bahamians today but not trust them again. And this is what I am doing. I took when I came in here, Howard, I had a vision for my community. And I decided to take this on and put this on my shoulders. There's a lot of work that needs to happen in West Grand Bahama. Mm-hmm. Infrastructural works, investments, etc. All right? And so when you look at some of these things, what is happening already, the secondary school that was not touched for 4.5 years is now being completed. And in the House of Assembly last week, Wednesday, I would have said those persons who would have set up live to show that nothing was moving some months ago, I invite them to come back and do their live again to show that is being completed. All right? The Aidmore Rock Government Complex was completed. Rename is open. New employees. And you have to ask yourself why it was not completed under their watch. That is sat for 4.5 years. Does it mean, Howard, that they don't have no love for us in West Grand Bahama?
But it seems as though, you know, there was a great expectation that Pakesha Parker, and I think that would have led to sort of disenchantment and this discontent with her, because there was an expectation, even in her ministerial capacity, that she can get some things done. That didn't happen. She didn't necessarily find herself victorious. There was a great deal of expectation that Obadiah Wilshkam, and you know that he was pushing to get some things done. His unfortunate right. demise placed you in the position. Now you got to pick up from here. Do you see this as big shoes to fill? Is it insurmountable? I know you may not necessarily say that on the radio, but is this a weight from the... I know these Aidmore Rock people. I know West Grand Bahamian people. I know them very well. I know these people. You understand? They can talk about you. So is this a weight on your shoulder to get these particular things done? Because now there's a sprint to the next election and you haven't even sat in this space a year yet. So talk to me about that.
Right. So again, when I took this on, I didn't take it on as to say I'm filling the shoes. What we're doing is I'm continuing the work of the Progressive Liberal Party, and that is taking care of the constituents and the needs for the people and the constituency. And that is what I'm seeking to do. I love the challenge, Howard. And what is happening currently? Give me a few more months. See, I don't want to talk about what is going to happen, but I know what's in the pipeline.
I like it. Tell me about some of your improvements so far. This is only, like you said, almost a year, a pinch away from a year. And you've made some significant strides. You've right now, your honeymoon period is over. All the celebration and slapping on the back. Aidmore people ain't got time for all that. West Grand Bahama people ain't into that. We finished with that. Do you understand? No. We're ready to get to work. So this honeymoon period been over for you. And you're in there just a pinch away from a year. There's expectation because a great deal of promises were made to the people of West Grand Bahama and Bimini from the former member of parliament, now deceased, Obadiah Wilshkam. Even placing him back in that push, because you know the push, that he could get a nomination in West Grand Bahama and Bimini because those persons believe that Obi could get the thing done.
Right.
And so now that he's passed on and you've taken up this sort of a torch in this area, well, no pun intended, you've taken up the baton, let's do that, right, in the area of West Grand Bahama to be able to move these things forward. What is the pressures that's placed on you and the expectation of the community to see instant gratification? What would they want to see done now?
Right now, the number one concern is obviously roof repairs, which has been going on now for how many years? Many, many, many years.
From 2004, right? 20 years.
Yeah, I just
want to be decent.
Okay, praise Jesus. This challenge today, Howard, right? And so what this government has been doing, we are fixing roof to completion, right? Because we find that persons are not able to do so themselves. So dropping materials off isn't helping, right? It's somewhat of a help. But what about the elderly persons What about the ones who are sick and cannot do it for themselves? So we took this on. It isn't moving to the rate that we would like it to happen, because we have many throughout even this whole Bahamas that needs work. But I am satisfied that the Prime Minister has given attention to West Grand Bahama and the needs of the people in West Grand Bahama. And he's working, and we are working together to ensure that it happens, right? And so, yes, I ask and I continue to ask the residents of West Grand Bahama and Bimini to be just to give us, be a little more patient, right? And we will ensure we do our best to get things done. And that's our biggest challenge in West Grand Bahama, Howard.
I like it. I like it. When I get back, I want to ask you one more question about Ginsumar. Whether or not the Ginsumar, I see some properties going up for sale, whether or not the idea has come and gone entirely, or whether or not there is a way that you're working on those particular things. And then I want to ask you about your chances getting back in the next general election as we move forward to that particular thing, right? Guys, quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
life. Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. We've taken the time out the entire month of October to be able to identify and really be able to put before you this concept and idea of discerning leadership and dissecting leadership, whether or not it is what it needs to be as it relates to moving ahead. Now, this is not from a political standpoint in terms of a party standpoint, but this is from a constituency standpoint. So we're looking at the leadership, the management, the members of parliament in each one of those constituencies. Today, we are looking at two constituencies, Nassau Village. We had Jamal Strawn in. Great opportunity and to be able to sit with him. Grateful for the opportunity to be able to do that. And now we're sitting with none other, zooming in all the way from Grand Bahama, none other than the Honorable Kingsley Smith, all the way from West Grand Bahama and Bimini. So, Kingsley, before I go, before I let you go and being able to do these things, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this sort of what's happening in West Grand Bahama. Tell me about it. Tell me about the weight associated with it. And tell me about what do you feel your chances are moving forward to the next general election?
Well, Howard, just like everything else, you must do the work. You must show that you are visible, that you care, and that you are hearing the needs of the people. And do the best you can. Once you would have done that, and show that you know, you genuinely are making a difference in the constituency, then we leave it to the voters to decide, right? So what we are doing is we're making our case that even though I just would arrive in November 2023, here are the things that have happened since I was elected. We have another 2 years before the next general election. And I would say to them, tune in. I have a lot coming, a lot that is going to get done. And recently you saw we would have demolished the police station,
mm-hmm.
right? The West End Police Station.
Mm-hmm.
Plans are being drawn. We just got it approved by the Commission of the Police. And so now we are moving forward with the plan so we could build a state-of-the-art West End Police Station. That is going to happen, right? In January, thereabout, we're going to start some major road works in West Grand Bahama.
What about that light leading from West End Road? Talk to me. You can put any light up there, any solar lights?
And the reality is, right? The reality is, around the corners leading into West End have light to indicate there are corners coming, right? And so I believe we have about two corners that are not lighted, and that's what I'm going to work on. But every pole does not need a light,
mm-hmm.
right? And mm-hmm. so when you travel, for instance, I-95, Florida Turnpike, those dead areas, there are no lights, correct?
Yes, I agree with you.
So our focus is the resources that we have, let's use it in places that would help our residents.
I like it.
All right? And there are some parts of West Grand Bahama, especially in sections, those sections A, B, D, C, D, and E, that needs lighting. And so we've already begun identifying the strategic places to place these lights to help our residents through those dark areas. All right?
Well, what are your chances? You think you got this next one? I'm going into 2026. Do you believe that you have the kind of support that can take you over the top?
Again, I definitely believe I have the support. And you would have heard me said, according to Marco City in the House of Assembly, so he's taking 5 seats in Grand Bahama. And you will hear me respond to him. Stay out of West Grand Bahama.
Well, tell me this. What about this sort of this rumor, right? These speculations about the possibility that there may be a boundary split.
Yeah, I heard these rumors, but yeah, we'll have to continue and tell if that is going to happen. But in the interim, we're working. We continue to work on behalf of the people of Bimini. And so if it happens, then it happens. We will support whoever the candidate may be, and we'll continue from the party, from the leadership and the party, to continue to support Bimini and make sure Bimini, if that is the case, Bimini and the North, what do you call it, the Berry Island,
mm-hmm.
we'll ensure that constituency goes in the hands of the Progressive Liberal Party.
I like it, my brother. I want to thank you so kindly for being here to sit with me today, call in and have this kind of a conversation with me today. Don't be a stranger now. I want an invitation to 8 Mile Rock. Send me a ticket. I could come down and look at the entire constituency. Take me to Bimini. Let me see what you've been doing down there also.
Right, and, yeah. Someone such as yourself, you need to come down.
Don't just let me come down because, you know, my family there, the house there. Send for me, my brother. I can't get no amen. Send for me. I will be there.
Yeah, I send for you because I need you to get the message out, all right?
Because, I like that.
Again, a lot is happening. A lot has happened, and we need the message out to all the outlets possible, one like yourself, especially who have a major following from the side opposite. So they need to hear this so they can stop spreading the propaganda.
Talking about the side opposite. You all need to stop putting me in the F&M book, you know. I am not an F&M. Amen? That was a former life. This new life, new generation. What is this? This is a new day. So stop it. Be in yourself, right?
Howard.
Yes, sir.
We know each other for how long?
Listen, don't go there.
So my job is, right, to bring you over, to ensure that we get your support, and you come on this winning ticket.
Well, do your job.
Encourage
then.
Your viewing audience, this is the right party of choice.
Praise
right?
God. Do your job. I'm not going to fight you, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Member of Parliament all the way from West Grand Bahama and Bimini, the Honorable Kingsley Smith, just shy of a year, been in this particular yep. position and being able to tout all the successes and saying to you that there's a great deal of things that's going to be able to happen in the future. My brother, I thank you so much for sitting with us.
I'm happy and honored to have you. I mean, to be on the show, Howard, you know, I appreciate it, and I'll be back.
Absolutely, my brother. Don't be a stranger.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you so very kindly for that. Ladies and gentlemen, that was none other than Kingsley Smith being able to do that. I got 3 minutes before I be able to do that. Before we go to don't break, let me see if I can take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Next call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard Grant, Selassie.
Hey, okay, what's up, 52?
Well, I mean, you like playing Friday evening, so I thought you know what I mean, listen to me, my love, Howard.
Yes, sir.
You know I'm not a coward, right?
No, sir.
But you bugged me yesterday with that statement with the gentleman who tells you the police was brutalizing someone who's already handcuffed. We have to get mixed up in the police business, because when somebody's handcuffed and subdued, there's no need for, you know, those type of behavior, those barbarous type behavior. But I want you to bring on Shandor Cartwright, all right?
He hasn't confirmed with me, but I did send an invitation
because,
to him.
You know, but see, I don't want nothing. I don't want no contract. I didn't want to see. Listen to me. The corner by Case House is like, I know they see the water problem through the corner by Case House. Blue Road is higher. Oxford is higher. Cordo is higher. Whatever, go back south, right? And so all the, just gravitational flow. So we have like a lake. It's a problem. You can't walk your children to school. You got to go to the next way. You got to go this way. It's really inglorious. Something has to be done. I don't know if I'm the only person crying out in the wilderness about this problem, but it's even affecting my business and all. So, I mean, you know, it shouldn't take a genius to see that they have created this problem. You know, man-made activity is not only just CO2 and et cetera, but it's also, but they pave the roads, they urban road, they excavate the land. Nobody's doing nothing to impede. Oxford Avenue is dry. Let's put it this way, and Palmetto Avenue is a lake. So you take now the genius, them can figure this one out, and Blue Road is higher. Pass and take a look at yourself, man. This is ridiculous, Howard.
Mm-hmm. I'm checking
my mail. I got on my boots anyhow. Give thanks. So that's the
idea. I appreciate you, 52. Thank you so much. Let me get one more call. Caller, you got a couple seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Anton?
Good afternoon. How you doing, my brother?
What's happening with you?
Good interviews. I'm Member of Parliament, Nassau Village, and Member of Parliament, West Grand Bahama, Bimini. What I wanted to add, Kingsley touched on it. I was trying to call from Jamal was on, Honorable Jamal Shrunk, to say to you, Howard, you continually say, when you reference these percentages, right, that a great deal of, that many of, right, that's the language you're using. But when you use that, you're not using that in consideration with the amount of persons that you would have actually gotten to participate in the survey mm-hmm. versus the amount of persons that actually participated in the national general election, or in Brother Kingsley's case, the by-election.
The information's already concentrated on the poll. So if it's 86 persons that took the poll in West Grand Bahama.
No, understand what I'm saying, Howard. Understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying to you. It's still a small percentage.
Of course.
In the overall scheme of things, right?
Yeah.
However, in your language, you were saying many persons saying this about, or many persons saying that, or a great deal of persons, which is not an accurate representation. And so you have to remember that when you are talking to the public, because not all persons will be able to recognize that this is only a very minute pool that you would have talked to or who would have participated in your survey.
Okay.
And further, also, you would still need to verify that these persons actually reside in the constituency that they are actually participating in the survey on.
I got to let you go. It's 2 o'clock, Anton. But surveys, none of surveys I've ever participated in required me to be able to provide proof of concept, whether or not I'm here. The survey requires you to be able to, because of the anonymity, it requires you to be able to bring your honesty. There's a hope and expectation that you can be honest with this information. I didn't ask you anything because I expect you to be honest with me. Now, I know that there are some deceptive people out there. And so we always kind of be able to ensure that we can capture that information. but I don't want to denigrate anyone, and I don't want people to feel like I'm trying to be able to hoard their information. That's not what I wanted to do. So I accept what you're saying. I understand what you're saying from that particular standpoint as it relates to being able to say many people out of the survey, out of the X amount of persons that took this survey, right? This is only confined to the persons that have taken this survey, not people who are registered, not people who voted, the persons who have taken this survey. Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly for your participation. Tomorrow, coming up on the foundation, we're going to have a good conversation tomorrow, and we're going to have members of parliament all the way from Central and South Abaco and Bain and Grant Town. Central and South Abaco and Bain and Grant Town. Guys, go take the survey, thefoundation242.com, thefoundation242.com. We'll see you tomorrow right here, God Spare Our Lives, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, The Foundation.